Hello and welcome to Awakening. I'm Michelle Mache, your host, or as I like to say, co-pilot on this path that we are all traveling, sometimes floating through, sometimes tumbling through, sometimes stumbling through, and sometimes walking through. That was a bit of Pure Energy by Beth Green, a wonderful musician and healing practitioner who was also on Awakenings at one point. Wonderful, wonderful music. Well, I hope you all are having a wonderful day. I hope the day is unfolding in ways that are smooth for you or right for you. I would say it doesn't, you know, it's always a flow. You know, I would say have a flow day. And some people say, well, some days aren't, you know, good or I'm not having a good day, but it's still a flow. It may not be the flow that you want or envision, but your life is definitely always flowing and unfolding. And I find when I recognize that and realize that, that somehow the flow gets to be a little more to my liking. Awakenings is a place to host dialogues and interviews with spiritual teachers, healers, conscious experts and visionaries, awakened leaders from all paths, all arenas, all directions. The key is that they are awakening or are awake and taking this awakened state into their everyday lives and living. Awakenings is a place to guide you and support you through the shifts and changes of these universal awakenings, the evolution, ascension, and soul alignment. Awakenings is about the individual and the collective shift that we are a part of, that we are co-creating, that is happening to us, through us, as us, but we are also co-creating this. We're facilitators of this wonderful awakening. And I want to say hello also to those that are listening via Cosmic Dimensions, who also airs Awakenings Live, and to those that will be listening via iTunes later. You are with us now, even though you listen later. Exactly what you need to hear will be heard by you. So welcome all on the line and in the chat as well. People already, some wonderful guests coming in, and Tammy and Sylvia and everybody is arriving in this space and time called Awakenings, a wonderful place to converge. You know, Awakenings is really, in a sense, I would say I'm holding the space. It's really what it is because of all of the listener participants. And I say listener participants because people that tend to come here to partake of the program participate, whether it's by email, calling in with your questions or comments or feedback, or even in the chat room, which is also known as the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room. There's some wonderful beings in that chat room that meet there that share their insight as well, their awakenings. They're very helpful to new people that are coming on board and tumbling in or turning into or surfing into awakening. So we've really got a great group of people that are really holding the space for all of us for our unfolding. And we had Dr. Bruce Lipton on Wednesday, and he was saying that all of us are the imagining cells, the, you know, imaging cells that we are, we're imagining. We are the new cells that of the world, of the universe, that are imagining and imaging that which we wish to happen, that more and more ideal unfoldment or evolution, the next up-leveling, the next connection, the next connecting and awareness of unity, that unity consciousness, the consciousness that shares and celebrates our gifts, our personal gifts, talents and skills and ideas, and the imaging of support and awareness for everyone, the healing, we're imaging that now, and that's what's calling it into being. You know, a lot of people sometimes say, well, the children that are coming in now are more awake or more aware, and I would say no, because I was born a while ago, okay, so I came in this way, and I've met many, many people upon my path that have come in this way. you know, awake, aware, whatever you want to put it, intuitive, psychic, whatever. What I think everyone needs to remember is that we're holding the space. So we're creating or co-creating the evolution so that whether it's the person to the left of us or the right of us or behind us or coming before us, it doesn't matter. We're holding that space, allowing there to be more of an awakening or aware consciousness. It doesn't happen on its own. It's like planting a garden. Any of you gardeners out there, you do not get the great garden without first tilling the soil. So you may see, you know, amazing, you know, roses or whatever, sunflowers or wisteria, whatever your, you know, flower fancy is, and say, God, those flowers are beautiful. They're amazing. Look how they grow. Well, they only grow well because the soil has been tilled, and maybe somebody put some, you know, a plant food there, and the watering. So, you know, in the shamanic tradition, we always honor those that have come before us, as what we say, the ancestors, our ancestral line, the lineage, and hold the space that whatever they have done before has allowed the consciousness, and that's why there is an unfolding there. I always like to remember that because like this Debbie thing in the chat, you need fertilizer. What does that say? Yeah, we all need a little fertilizer, right? We all need a little plant food now and then to grow a little better, a little taller. You know, that saying, no man is an island or no woman or no, you know, we come together to share our gifts, and it's in that sharing and the understanding of that. We fertilize the soil a little more, and we all need a little help with the fertilization. Today on Awakenings, we have an amazing being that I met through divine synchronicity. So I always know when that occurs that there's something really special converging. We have with us today Lisa Beachy, who is a certified angel practitioner and a psychic medium. She's also an angelic healer who works close with the angelic and spiritual realm to help others through healing. She facilitates readings, workshops, and events. And I'd also like to give her website out to those who are hearing. I'll put it in the chat, but for also those that are listening via phone or will be listening in the archives, you can reach her at lisabeachy.com, lisabeachy.com. Welcome to Awakenings, Lisa.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's a great introduction. I just got wrapped up in what you were saying because I believe the exact same thing. It's all divine timing, and I think that our spiritual teams kind of bring us together and fertilize us and help us grow by the wonderful people they bring into our lives. So it's just amazing to be here. So.
Well, I'm glad you could make it because you're, I know, rather busy. And I just know, too, you know, that I get more tickled these days with the synchronistic timing or divine timing because then, like you said, you know that it's coming from your psychic team or angelic team, you know, your other dimensional helpers, as well as your higher or more expanded aspects itself. It's not coming from the ego.
Yeah.
There's no effort.
And it all comes from, I believe, our sacred contracts that we just lay out ahead of time why we know we're here. And our, you know, our spiritual teams help guide us along that path if we start to stray a little bit. I think that they kind of push us back on path to let us know, hey, this is why you're here. And timing is everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, is that true. Boy, that is true. Now, can you share, Lisa, a bit with us how you came upon a conscious path, how you embarked on this?
Yeah, you know, actually it's a long, you know, story in the making, but I was raised in a very religious home, which I feel blessed for, actually, just the traditional sense of home, you know. And so I've always had this connection, the way I look at it, to God, the divine source, you know, what you like to call it. And I was very blessed at an early age to know that feeling of love. Mm-hmm. And as I got older in my teenage years, you know, I did a lot of rebelling and a lot of straying, And but I've always had this gift. I've always been clairvoyant. I've always been able to claircognizant, where I just kind of know things. And that's very hard, especially when you're in such a traditionally religious home, because you know the way things should be. You know there's more out there. And so I tend to, you know, to rebel quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I started doing, you know, readings in my early teens and 20s just for friends. I would always have knowing of, you know, other beings around me. I've actually physically met my angels a couple times. They physically manifested for me in times of need. And as soon as they left, I would be like, oh, that was my angel. And I would just know, because I've always had this connection, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then life took over. You know, you do the home, you do the kids, you do the corporate life. You're trying to, you know, I've had a very strong corporate background. And I
you too.
Oh, very, yes. I've been in finance for about 20 years. So I got into need to survive mode by physical means. You know, I just making it day to day. And I was very putting out fires.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 6 years ago, just in the rush of commuting, I was commuting about an hour and a half each day, and with the kids and life, I was, I guess blessed. I used to think of it as struck down, but I was actually blessed with an illness called transverse myelitis.
Oh.
And it's a swelling, it's a viral swelling of the spinal cord. It's instant. And about 2/3 of the people that receive this, like 1 in 5 million people get it, are paralyzed from the space down where the swelling occurs. Now, mine occurred in my neck.
Mm-hmm.
So
how did they find out you had this?
Well, what was really interesting is I had a very slight numbness in my limbs,
mm-hmm.
and they thought it was MS, but it was progressively getting worse. So I went into the emergency room, and they said, no, it's, you know, most people wake up paralyzed. It's very instant. I just had a little bit of warning signs. So I was in the hospital for a week, and I, you know, felt very blessed, got all fixed up, and then I went back to my busy life. I was like, okay, I'm good, let's go.
I'm good.
And, you know, thanked God, oh, thank you very much, and went back to commuting. And then about 3 weeks later, completely unrelated, I'm at a stoplight, and I sneezed and tore the membrane in my spinal cord right where the swelling had occurred.
Wow.
And had a spinal fluid leak. So what happens is if you're not floating any fluid in your brain, you cannot stand up because you have, it's like, they say it's like 10 times worse than a migraine. And since it was spontaneous, I had to let it heal itself. They couldn't find it. And I was in bed for 6 months waiting for it to heal itself. So when you're in bed for 6 months, because obviously I didn't get my lesson the first time when they said slow down. And then 3 weeks later, as I started, you know, you're in bed for 6 months, your life stops. And then you start really evaluating, where am I at? Where am I going? And I wasn't really, I didn't get as depressed. I mean, the depression came because you start to feel that I'm not fulfilled. But that's when I really started tuning in and realizing, you know what, I'm not alone in this, and I'm so blessed. And then I started praying again, and I started being grateful. And I, you know, and then eventually a lot of people, like The Secret, came out a few years later, and I just started looking at, I went to the library about a month after I finally got out of bed, and I looked at the audio wall book, you know, all those audio books,
mm-hmm.
and I just started devouring it. Anthony Robbins, you know, Joyce Meyer, everybody, Wayne Dyer, everybody that I could just commute to. And then I started, you know, my angels started coming to me very slowly because they knew. They knew. They were like, she needs this slow, because I'm very skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an Aries, and I like, you know, plans. And they said, okay, well, we're going to ease her into it. And my gift started reopening. I always use my intuition for my mother, you know, being a mother. I always use my intuition for all of that. But then one day it was just like remembering. And, you know, Archangel Michael came to me. And he's such a strong presence, Archangel Michael. And he's you know, he finally was like, you need to get back to work.
Mm.
And I, you know, it was a real heart-to-heart talk with him. And I said, okay, well, then figure it out. You know,
exactly. Give it to them.
Because I am very like, if you want me to do this, and again, I'm skeptical. So they have to give me everything in threes because I want proof.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that they know who we are. We are no surprise to God and our angels and our guides. They know who we are, and they love us. So it's okay, and it's not as hard as we think. A lot of times I tried to do it. I was like, okay, I need to meditate an hour a day, but I have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I don't have time for that. So I said, all right, you guys figure it out. I would really love to do this. So what they would do is, you know, I went to Charles Virtue's angel practitioner course, which I love. I love that course. And I couldn't afford it at the time. And I said, all right, you guys want me to go here? I got the signs to go. They told me you need to do this next because you need to do this work. I said, make it happen.
Mm.
And then I met his wife, and I started working with them, and they, you know, they gifted the course, and it was just a manifestation. And I know it was my angels. I know it was my guides. And that's why I sit there and I go, I have manifested so many things with their help. You know, and I sit there and go, okay, you want me to do it? Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're telling, and they do. They do it every time.
I think the key is, too, Lisa, is you're handing it over. A lot of times,
yes.
We don't hand it over. We hoard it and then say, go ahead. You know, it's like, you know, trying to get 20 people in a space that only is for two people. You know, it's like you eventually got to just, okay, just hand it over.
Well, and it's the release. I mean, don't get me wrong. I took a year of trying to control everything.
Okay.
I did do that.
Yeah, so you learn. Well, that's the best way to learn because I learned that way too.
And so I think a lot of us do,
Now, we have a question from Kathy in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room.
Mm-hmm.
Do angels come to you and identify themselves, or do we unconsciously or consciously call on them by name?
Well, you know, that's very interesting because I've had both happen. I have had it where I will hear a name, and I've had many clients say, what's my angel's name? And I'm clairvoyant, so I see them in my third eye. I'll see what they look like. I'll know what they feel like. I know their energy. But a lot of times I'll get a name. But it's all, I believe we go back to timing. It depends on where you are at in your path. If it is time for you to be given that awareness of exactly who they are, because sometimes we get breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're not ready for, you know, a lot of us want the big picture. And if we know the big picture, we will turn around and run. So I am a big believer that our angels, if it's time and if you meditate every morning with them and ask their name. Now, my spirit guide is Maura. Her name is Maura. And a perfect example is I wanted her name so bad. I was like, oh, I want to know my spirit guide's name. And she waited a year because I wanted it, and I wanted it now, and I wanted to control it.
I was going to say, sometimes they don't. You're right. Depending on your path,
your
process, they may not let you know because they may not want you stuck on that form.
Exactly. And some people are very, very with the details, and then they like it. They'll go by the book. But some people are very broad with their strokes and their growth. So with Maura, she waited a year, and then all of a sudden, one morning I woke up, and I said, please, just please. And then that day, I spoke with three different Mauras within a half an hour.
Wow.
And the second time I said, okay, if this is your name, one more time, because I'm big on threes, one more time. And then literally the phone rang, and it was a completely different Maura. And I started laughing. And I said, okay, thank you. And, you know, and you can't get any clearer than that. But I really do suggest asking for clarity.
Mm.
You know, a lot, you know, sometimes we say, is that a sign? I'm not sure. They will let you know. If they're trying to get you a message, they want you to receive that message.
I do, and I think if we have a very nicely developed, sixth chakra, if we're good with our intention or on the mental plane, I believe you need to ask for confirmations. I do that myself. Sometimes even five or six, I will ask, let me make sure.
Yeah, me too. Sometimes I'm a little, you know.
I want to make sure it's not coming from the ego, right?
Yeah, well, another thing that I love to do, it's almost as if telling yourself a lie. You know that feeling of when you say, if you're asking, is this my ego or is this actually you? I do that all the time. It's like saying, if you know you own a red car and you say, is my car blue? It doesn't feel right because you're lying to yourself. So I would really tune in and train that gut instinct as well, because it's, you know, is this me? And you'll know that very first thought will be, no, you know, that's, you know, and or it'll be like, okay, that is from you. You kind of test yourself and learn what your little triggers are, because we all have different gifts.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. So, now, what would you suggest for someone? That's a good point, learning what their triggers are.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to do that or to tap into that.
Well, again, it goes into really, you know, I'm not a big meditator. I'm the first to admit that. But in what I start doing, and I do it every morning, is when I get my 10 minutes alone, I'll sit with my coffee in the morning in a dark room, and I just get into center. I take a deep breath, and I breathe myself, and I feel myself drop into my heart chakra, and I'll just sit there for about 10 minutes. And I'll say, okay, what messages do you have for me today? And sometimes, some people physically hear them, and that's the clairaudience where they actually hear something. Sometimes you'll just see slideshows, like in your, you know, when you have your eyes closed, you kind of see images. Mm-hmm. Start to recognize what you're feeling. Then write it down. I really highly suggest it. If you're getting it in your gut where you're like, you know, I don't feel good about this. We all have that intuitive trigger where you do something and it's either against your feeling of right or wrong. It's, you know, if you go and, like when you're a little kid and you might shoplift a piece of candy,
mm-hmm.
it's that gut instinct where this is wrong because it goes against your grain.
Tightness. It can have a tightness,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I can feel tightness.
Exactly. And you know, that's clairsentience. That's a whole other clair where it's an actual physical feeling.
I have them all. I never know which way they're coming or how. It's like a instrument playing. But you're right. We do kind of know. We do kind of know or get the message. Sometimes something overrides it, I suppose. You know.
Well, we do. We have a lot of things that come with us growing up. You know, we have ways that we like to justify if the answer isn't what we would like.
Mm-hmm.
We have ways to, I always tell my clients and my students, go back to first thought. Because if you sit there and ask, okay, is this yes or no? Your first thought is usually the right answer. But sometimes you go, yeah, but what if? Well, I don't know. Oh, it could be, you know. No, it's just my imagination. And then you got to go, no, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Rewind. What was my first thought? Because we are so used to explaining ourselves, and we're so used to, from when we're little children, saying, yeah, but, no, but, you know, did you do this? Well, if I say I did, it's wrong. And, you know, if I say, you know, there's a lot of things that we behaviorally learn as we grow up.
Mm-hmm.
So it tends to get ingrained into our psyche where our brain automatically will justify, it'll automatically explain. Intuition's not based on that. You have to kind of go, okay, stop. First thought, ask yourself the question again. What was the answer, yes or no? And then start writing your answers down. And then as you start seeing a proven track record, you know, you can kind of, I like to date and put the date and time to my questions. And then when I, you know, get an answer that, hey, I was right on that, I'll mark the result. Because then you actually have validation that your instinct is correct, your intuition is correct, and then you kind of know, you'll start going back, well, is this my higher self or is this my guides?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a great exercise that I love to share with everybody.
Love that.
What I do is when my clients are first realizing, it's like when you're standing in line at a supermarket. If somebody comes up behind you and they enter your energy, you know, your aura field, you know it. You know when someone walks up behind you. Now, in this morning, when you're sitting, you know, one morning, when you're sitting there for 10 minutes alone, do the same thing. Speak to your angels, close your eyes, and say, okay, please come up on my left side.
Mm-hmm.
And then it feels, you can almost feel like someone's coming up when you are in line. You will feel someone slide up to you, into your aura. And then you can sit there, and as you get used to that, sometimes it's like, oh, my gosh, I actually feel like someone's standing there. Ask them to always stay on that side. And then do the same with your spirit guides. Have them come in on the right side. You know, once you've gotten used to the energy of your angels, I like to work with them for about a week. And just know you'll start to recognize the energy. It's like when you're in your living room and your grandmother comes into the room and you haven't seen who's come in the room, but you know her energy. It's the same thing. You'll start to recognize your angel's energy. You'll start to recognize how it's different from your guide's energy. And that's a great beginner, you know, little lesson to do and exercise where you sit there and go, oh, okay, well, my guides are on my right side. My angels are on my left side. So when you start having in a thought or an intuition, you'll almost feel it like on the left side of your aura. You'll almost feel the thought kind of go on that side. And it's interesting how they do it. It's hard to explain. But once you start to get used to it, that's how you trust that they're right. And start writing it down. Write down the answers. And then when you get validation, write down the validation.
I like that. I like how you're speaking of them kind of entering your auric field, or I kind of feel sometimes an opening. And I know for me, when I'm connecting to my higher self is coming through, that feels different. I feel that in the upper energy centers and a little behind me. But you're right, the guides kind of come in, or angels kind of come in. Like you, that's a very, we're getting some great feedback also. I want to share with you, Lisa, in the chat room, that this is very wonderful information and very practical. Yes. Because I don't think anybody's quite broken it down that way. And that's, a lot of people do ask that question. You know, how do
I am all about the simple.
Yeah.
You know, I am all about it's not that hard. And that's what confused me in the beginning of my spiritual journey. I'm spirit taught. I mean, I've read numerous books, numerous classes, and I love them all, and I'm grateful for everybody that puts them out there. But for me, I would read books, and I'd be like, it can't be that hard, you know? And
well, maybe that's one of your gifts, because in being able to share that, you know, and break it down for people.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I mean, I really do believe that that's a lot of the reason that they started working through me. And it's just, I channel angel messages on my website every week. I post a new one. They're always short and sweet because for me personally, I love longer angel messages as well. I read many of them. But for me, it's always short and sweet, simply because I really feel that we need to get the message and something we can take with us, you know. And to read really hard books sometimes, for me, it doesn't stick. I don't know for a lot of folks. But for me, I'm just very busy, you know. So I have that mom thing and work and readings and
And you also do, you have classes and workshops as well, right?
Well, actually, what I do is at the Crystal Matrix Center over in Atwater Village down in L.A., it's a beautiful space where every third Friday of the month I hold an angelic healing circle. And it's, you know, it's only $15. And what we do is we come in and we sit in a circle, and we go through this wonderful journey of traveling as a group to the angelic realm. And we work with our archangels. Archangel Raphael and Michael usually come in very strongly. And we do a healing with them. And it really helps us kind of cleanse away the stress of the month. And then we ask them if there is a gift or if there's something that would, you know, we need to know. And then we share it as a group. That's what I'm doing right now regularly, just because I love the energy of a circle.
Yeah.
And I love the energy of, and I love the healing energy of, there's nothing better than a room full of angels, because I can't even explain it if you haven't experienced it, when you're sitting in a circle and everyone's angels show up for the party, you know? Yeah. And then all the archangels come in and we all agree at this appointed time to do a healing. And it's mental, it's physical healing. It's, I've had people come back and say, you would not believe the results in my life with work, you know, because a lot of it is helping us release the ties and those control issues that a lot of us have about trying to control everything. It's just a space where the angels come in and infuse us with the energy. So that's what I do every third Friday at the Crystal Matrix. And it's on my website. You guys can always, you know, check it out. And, you know, I'm hoping people come because we have, it's a good group. It's growing and growing. So we have reservations.
Yeah, I love what you said, too, about being infused with the energy, because I find we need that so much right now. Is, and that's a lot with, you know, if you look at the Eastern tradition of, you know, satsang or sangha, you know, the meeting of those like-minded individuals to just to come together and to infuse ourselves with the spirit, with the, you know, uplifting, whatever form that is, to be able to go out and do what we do.
Yeah, it is. It's a recharge. It's just, and a lot of times some amazing messages come through as well, simply because people that are guided to this circle, it's time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your angels will get you there if it's time for you to, you know, kind of get that message and the energy. And then a lot of times you're there to share the message that they've given you with somebody else in the circle.
Mm.
You know, so it's always amazing to me. I love physical manifestations of the spiritual world. And this is what it allows me to see and do. So it's just one of my passions.
That's right.
Yeah. I love the angels, you know. But and I'm very blessed that they've kind of, because if you had known me when I was 20, you could have never told me I'd be doing this, you know. I was so cynical. And it's to use me as this, you know, vessel of knowledge for people, it's just a blessing now. But it's so funny how we have to go through our life path to learn what we need to learn.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's all part of it, right? I mean,
Oh, yeah.
So now how did you, obviously, you had some redirection of energy through some physical conditions. And did that start getting you thinking in another direction?
Well, you know what happens is when you are stuck and you literally cannot take care of your children, you cannot work. And I have to say, they took care of me financially. It was just something with my work. I had no idea until it happened. They paid the difference between disability and, I mean, I had a full salary the whole time. So I know it was a guided bless. You know, it was meant
gonna
to
do
be.
It, yeah, that way.
Yeah, so when, yeah, you know, because.
You're like, I don't want to be too in position, no offense.
Well, it wasn't even that. It was, I would have been stressed and worried about money,
mm-hmm.
but they even relieved me of that.
Mm.
So it really was about the growth. And when I came out of that, I think my biggest thing was, I'm not happy. I have a beautiful family and a wonderful job, and I'm not happy, and there's something wrong with this. And I think a lot of people feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, and at the time I wasn't working with the angels, but I was kind of like, okay, God, what do I do? I'm not happy. There has to be more.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly, it, you know, I've always been able to talk a lot, so and talk to people. So they just slowly evolved. It took years. It took a few years to slowly get my breadcrumbs, slowly find this person, find this author, find this person that I help, and then realize, hey, I helped this person. And then it would, you know, it's not overnight. A lot of people want this quick fix. Overnight, you know, and sometimes that happens and it's a blessing. But for me personally, it was, I'm not happy. I need to fix this. And now I can say I'm actually, you know, I'm content with my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy. You know, when I do this, I finally find what I love. I don't love finance,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it serves the purpose.
But did you love it at one time?
No, you know what? I just fell into it. It was, I think a lot of people end up doing that. You know, they get a job and you have to pay the bills, and then your next job, it's on your resume, so you tend to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually placed in a lot of positions of administrative assistant. I was operations. And what's really interesting is they led me along this path of knowing how all the departments of, you know, companies work. And really knowing the ins and outs of it. So now I have people come to me saying, with work problems.
Mm.
And it's really interesting because I'm good at marketing. I'm good at, I learned all of these things through these jobs over the years, but it was really part of my reading. which I didn't realize at the time because I need to be able to relate to people that come to me. So they'll come to me and they'll say, you know, I'm really not happy. And I can tell them, they, you know, my angels and guides will show me the website that they can, how they can do their resume, how they need to tweak their resume. So sometimes it doesn't really feel like it's guided, but then the client's sitting there going, yeah, I needed that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of my history and my past that I've lived through with my corporate life.
Mm.
They use it. They really do. They
That's why I say everything we go through, in a sense, is meant to be because we use it for the next whatever phase or installment. Mm-hmm. Or one thing I want to touch upon, because I know with people that I work with and get your take on this, a lot of times, you know, we can be fulfilled or feeling that we like what we're doing, but we can still get that, I call it the divine discontent, you know, that kind of, like you said, I'm not happy, something, what's off, what's wrong, or what should I be doing, or something new has to come in. And I know some people will say, well, but I used to like doing this, or I thought I was going to do this forever. And what I want to say to those people doesn't mean that it was bad what you were doing in the past or isn't right, but somehow you're being guided in a new direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on that, Lisa?
I'm a really big believer, and I see this a lot as well, and especially in what I do, because people come a lot of times saying, a lot of times, like say you have a graphic artist who still loves being an artist.
Right.
But their energy has shifted higher. As I believe it, as we get older, you know, your vibration, especially if you're on a spiritual journey, will slowly shift higher. And then you start to feel that discontent.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start to feel the boredom. You'll feel stagnant because, you know, what you were doing served you at the time, but it no longer serves you. So you need to shift the energy higher. You need to start looking. And a lot of times you can still do art, but it sometimes it's just in a different area. You have, you know, vibrationally rise. You kind of, and a lot of this happens with relationships too. We will notice people, a lot of people call it a desert period where all of a sudden their friends have disappeared. They've either faded away or you've cut off with them. And, you know, you're like, I don't know what happened. You don't feel like you've changed because the change has been so gradual. But actually what's happened is your spiritual team has been working on shifting you higher energetically towards your purpose. You know, you'll start to realize you're reading a little bit different books than you used to. You're starting to really enjoy watching Wayne Dyer on PBS, you know, where you wouldn't have done that 5 years before, but it's just resonating with you. And then, but what happens is a lot of people in your life will start to fade away because they have chosen to not shift their energy. They've chosen to not quite do their lessons at this time. A lot, and, you know, it's not, there's no judgment at all behind that. It's just, it feels lonely sometimes. And that happens with work. That happens with friends, family. You'll decide, I just cannot relate to this any longer, and people will fade away.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens with work, like, you know, you just need to find your path. That's when you start to look at your angels and your guides and say, I'm feeling really stagnant. I'm not enjoying my work. I'm really, you know, sometimes it's just the administrative part of the work that you used to love that you're getting bogged down by the worries and the stress.
So it might be one part of what you're doing is what you're saying.
And yeah, and then what happens then is that's when you speak to your spiritual team and you say, okay, what is it that I'm not liking about what I'm doing? Because you're still loving the job, but maybe you're not loving how it's being done any longer. It's no longer serving. Well, then all of a sudden, in your mind, that first thought will be, oh, all those invoices I've got to do that I just ignore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all the filing that is, you know, it piling up in the corner because I am doing so much of what I love, nothing else is getting done, and then it catches up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's when you sit there and go, okay, well, can I manifest somebody in my life to help me out? Can I manifest a computer program? How can I get this back to the energy where I can go back to what I love? Because a lot of people don't want to do major career changes. They just really want to be back to where I started this because I loved it, and now I'm stuck doing paperwork. You know, because you have the success that comes because you throw all your passion into the work of what you love, but then other responsibilities come with it if there's success. So that's when we kind of look at, okay, where are we at here? What do we need? Why aren't you happy with this? And sometimes it's just, honestly, sometimes it's just because your house is cluttered because you haven't had time to clean your house. So the energy in your home is all stuck. So you come and you do what you love at work, but you come home and you're, oh, my house is a mess. Mm. And it's kind of overflowing to your work. So that's what the spiritual team helps me do for people.
Oh, I love that, Lisa.
Yeah. Because sometimes it's an easy fix. Sometimes it's like, you know, all your laundry is just piled up and you haven't done it for 2 weeks. If you did that, you'd have renewed passion mm-hmm. at the office, which sounds funky sometimes, but it's true.
Oh, no, it works. I have someone do mine or I send it out because I can buy mine. I'm like, you start learning what you like. You know, I have some good friends of mine that love laundry, love folding and all that. I love the smell. By the way, I do see callers on the line. We will get to you. What will help me, because some people have emailed me and said they're just listening. Mm-hmm. Some will have questions. So callers on the line, if you press the number 1 on your phone, it will let me know that you actually have a question. If you press the number 1 on the phone, an alert comes up on the switchboard. Should we open it up, Lisa?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah, let's
great.
Do that.
Okay, so we have caller 207-332. You're on the program.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
What's
How
your name?
You?
Hi.
My name
Doing
is
great.
Betty Jo.
Hi, Betty Jo.
I'm
Betty
from
Jo.
Maine only. I just got back this morning from Florida vacation.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
So,
that explains a lot what they were telling me. So what did you have a question with today?
I didn't know if you were doing any readings.
Mm.
Because it was really,
do...
it was really
Go ahead.
Odd this morning. I saw this big flash of an engagement ring this morning when I was getting ready to, about 3 in the morning, getting ready to fly out. And then when my boyfriend picked me up from the airport, he was joking and going on, well, what'd you do? Tell your folks that we're engaged and where's the white mark where you were pretending to wear an engagement ring? So I didn't know what that meant.
Oh. Well, you know what? It's really interesting because when you came up on the line, the angels came in very clearly saying, I don't know if you it's definitely the relationship because I use Doreen Virtue's daily guidance cards. I do want to say that out there. So usually I pull a card just to kind of get a quick, and the relationship card came up for you. So there you go. But it was really interesting because they were also saying that there's a lot of cleansing and detoxifying. Now, what is your boyfriend's first name?
Fred.
Fred? You know, there's a lot of things that you guys kind of need to clear the air with just in the communication level. It feels as though sometimes you hold back information, and this is actually Archangel Michael's coming in very clearly with this, and he's cleaning the energetic ties to you guys. When we have relationships with people, we build these energy, you know, etheric cords, and he's saying that the communication's not always there. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because it really isn't.
It's not. It's a matter, and I feel that you would be fine with communicating, but he tends to close up a bit. He seems a little quiet, and he seems like he doesn't always say what's on his mind, and when he does, he gets to the point of arguing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, but I'm the one that's really quiet, and he was the one joking about being engaged.
Definitely see, I think he's ready to kind of go forward with it, and he's it's definitely in his mind, even though, but it doesn't feel like, before it feels like there was a lot of let's not talk about marriage and let's just kind of go and see where this is headed. But it's Archangel Michael's coming in clearing these cords of communication, and he's putting white light through it between the two of you. I think that Fred's definitely opening up to the idea of a family opening. Now, do one of you already have children?
I'm a little bit over 50, and he's not quite 50. So we don't.
Okay, but do you have children?
I have a grown son. He's on his own.
Okay, because I see even though the child's grown, I see that this child plays a part in the life. Okay, and I think that there's some responsibility still that may come with this child.
Yeah.
And it feels as though there's a lot of because Michael's kind of he's just putting white light in between the relationship with you and Fred, because communication really needs to open up with this as well. But there's something going on with the communication with your son as well. It feels like he's in between the two of you, and it's a family. I see the relationship growing and going forward, because Fred's definitely in that way of thinking. I see you guys kind of doing, I'm seeing an RV, like taking weekend trips together and kind of doing that sort of thing together, especially now that it's the summer. Does Fred fish?
No, he doesn't, but I'm in the retail business where I sell that equipment.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there you go.
Because I'm seeing like camping trips, and I'm kind of seeing that getting out for the weekends. I don't see long extended vacations, but it seems like just the two of you. So there's something with your son that it feels like he tends to get in the middle of the communication between the two of you. He either comes up as an issue, or he comes up as always on your mind or something that you're taking care of. So just take those weekends alone together, because I think Fred's definitely headed in that direction of going the next step in the relationship. But he's a little gun shy. I mean, that's, you know, but he sees more of companionship, the weekends, the trips together, and having fun with you, because he loves going out with you and he loves doing things with you. You are a real light in his life, you know. But there's still some communication issues that you guys need to work through a little bit.
Yeah, because I haven't told him directly to his face that I loved him. I just told him on email. And a lot of things we talk about our relationship has been email. It hasn't been, or IMs, it hasn't been
face-to-face. This face-to-face, you need to. But you guys are still together in the same area. It's not, you know, sometimes people are online and the angels will show me that online relationship. This is an actual relationship. You just need to communicate a little better.
Yep. Well, we live 3 miles apart.
Oh, well, then there you go. So I would do, you know, they're showing me a camping trip or some sort of weekend getaway with him and really opening up the lines of communication at that time. But it's only the two of you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks so much, Betty. Thanks for calling in to Awakenings.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so, yeah, that's kind of how the angels work. So.
Yeah, they're and just those that maybe just tuning in right now or surfing in, we are live with Lisa Beachy, who is a certified angel practitioner, psychic medium, and fellow traveler on the path.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes. we do have another caller, 601-325, you're on Awakenings.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking with?
My name is Cotillius.
Cotillius, hello.
Yes.
Haven't seen heard from you in a long time.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
What's your question today?
Cotillius,
like
Lisa, do you have a question for her?
Yes. I would like to know about my cousin who passed away. Her name was Latoya Bowen. She passed away in January.
Okay.
And I would like to know, and I had dreams about her, and I would like to know, are they real or not?
Now, what was her relation to you?
She was my cousin.
She's your cousin, okay.
Yes.
Now, was she in her 20s when she passed away?
Yes, she was 27, but she had turned 28, like, 3 days later.
Okay. Now, was it in an accident of some sort?
She had cancer, lung cancer, and also she had a tumor in her stomach.
Okay. Now, how I work is I do a little bit of mediumship. Sometimes deceased loved ones will come in, but I actually work with the angels and the spirit guides. And, Archangel Azrael is coming in he's sort of escorting her in. And it feels, even though I know that she had an illness, I keep seeing very sudden. It feels like he definitely met her at the end with that, but it feels like, I don't know, when she passed away, was the ending sudden, even though I know there was a lingering illness? It feels almost unexpected, like it either happened in the middle of the night or it happened very quickly.
Yes, it did. It happened like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. Archangel Azrael, he gets a bad rap because he's the angel of death, but he's, but actually what he does is he really helps grieving families, and he helps escort over the deceased once they've transitioned over. Now, he was definitely with her, and I'm seeing it in the middle of the night, but it feels almost unexpected, and I don't feel any pain with it, and it's almost like it was a relief, okay? And his energy, he's helping her come through. Because when did you say she passed away?
Say it again.
How long ago did she pass away?
January the 16th.
Oh, so it is relatively recent. Because he's helping her energy carry forward. Now, did she have children, please?
Yeah, she had four children.
Okay. Because it's the love to the children that I'm really feeling. Archangel Azrael's helping her carry her messages through to you. And it's the children that I'm really feeling lots and lots of love to. And there's a little bit of guilt because it feels like she was trying so hard to stick around at the end. She was trying so hard to fight this. And as soon, and it was for the sake of the children. It was the sake of the children. And she's just saying, you know what? Please give my love to the children. It feels as there's an older daughter that may be having some issues right now. Okay. Let her know that she, her mom's there, was she a single mom?
Yeah, she was a single mama.
Okay. Because it feels as though she had the weight on her shoulders and it was trying so hard just to, not have to leave this responsibility to other family members, but then at the same time, not to leave her children. So the biggest message I'm getting is just please give them my love and know that I'm always there. She never leaves. She's always with the children. And Archangel Azrael's helping them with their grieving and with, there's huge angelic presence around all of the children. Have they been separated are they all living with the same person?
Yeah, they're living with the same person. They're living with their grandma.
Okay, yeah, okay. That's the feeling. It's kind of hard for grandma, though. It feels as though it's a really big adjustment for her. So they're showing me all of the angels around the home and helping her and helping the children carry through with this. So just know that she's with them always, okay? And know that the angels are definitely helping out, manifesting the money that's needed because it feels like there's a short income with this. And they're helping manifest the money through the government. It almost feels as though there was a hang-up with the paperwork for her Social Security or something. So know that they are, they're working on this, okay? So it's definitely coming. It's slowly happening, but it's definitely going to work out in the end with the money as well, okay?
Okay.
Mm. All right. Did you have any questions?
Huh? Say it again.
No, go ahead.
Is it possible to... know who your guardian angel is?
Well, it's we were talking about that earlier, knowing the name. It's an excellent name. They don't give me names, but around you particularly, I'm seeing actually five angels, which is an interesting number because usually they give me even numbers. But you have a definite path with your schooling. So know that you have angels with you always. But they're just giving me the number five for you. I'm not getting a name. But there's something about going back to school. Your angels are saying we would really love to go back to school with you. Okay? So if you're thinking about going back and continuing on, they're going to help you with that.
Okay. Is there a way I can speak to them? Like,
you know what, Cotilius, I'm going to put, in the chat room, but also as well for you is you can contact Lisa at her website, lisabeachy.com.
You're able to purchase phone readings through my website as well. And then definitely, as far as speaking to them, they're right next to you.
Yeah, but she can help you with that because I feel like there's a real opening for you in that connection and developing that part of you. So it might be good for you to spend some one-on-one time with her. But I'm going to put it's lisabeachy.com, and that's lisabeachy.com.
Okay.
Thanks
for
talking to you. Thank you, thank you.
Great to hear from you, Cotilius.
Okay, you too.
Blessing. Thank you. wonderful light.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. We'll get with okay. The...
No, you know what? Yeah, I love, and this is what the angel readings are about. It's really, a lot of people tend, it's less about the future, and it's more about where you're at and the messages that they have for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is so enlightening sometimes, and it can help you really go forward, because I think we all have free will, and the angels, you know, need to be asked a lot of times to help us out unless it's an emergency. So it's really good to give them this opportunity to just kind of say, okay, what do I need to know?
Yeah. Well, and it's a good point that you're saying you need to ask, need to ask, mm-hmm. need to ask. Okay,
yeah.
We have someone that's been waiting a while. I've seen the number, but now they put up the hand, so they must have pressed the one. Hello, 313-598. You're on Awakenings with Lisa Beachy and Michelle Mache. Who am I
Hello.
Speaking with? Hi.
Hi. Okay, I have a quick question.
Okay, to whom am I speaking with? What's your name, please?
Nisha.
What is it?
Nisha.
Nisha. Hi, Nisha.
Hi.
Welcome to the program.
Okay, you were talking earlier about, I guess I want to say getting adjusted to your angels and asking them to come on, like, your left and your right and for signs and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing, I was doing that before, but I did it a little mm-hmm. different through showing me signs through, pardon me?
There's no right or wrong. So, yeah, what were they showing you?
I was asking them to show me signs through, like, commercials or through a song on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I would ask a question. And I did that today about a specific issue and issue. And I wanted to know if after I asked the questions and it came out, I was skeptical about it. So I got another sign. I was that sign that – the signs I got, was that confirming what I thought? Makes sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, they were validating. They were kind of confirming everything. And now is it about a relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Are you asking me about the relationship?
Am I asking you about it?
Now I know that you're definitely in tune already with the information that comes to you, and it's awesome. You know, Charles Virtue and his mother, Doreen Virtue, wrote a book called Signs from Above. So I've read this, and whenever people are starting to work with signs, I recommend it. You know, I highly recommend it. And it's signs come to us in many ways, definitely through media, because the media is so available nowadays. We have music, we have online, we have the radio. But then also what's really great is you can get things like if you need a validation, you'll get pennies, you'll get a feather. You know, you'll get that little validation of, yes, we hear you and we're with you. Sometimes you'll get a letter or a note or a phone message. And it feels as though you've been working with them for a while. It feels like the last year you've really opened up your spiritual awareness to your spirit guides and your angels. Is that correct?
Within this year.
Yeah, it's really feeling like, You're getting out of that stage of doubt. They have started, it's been the last year, so it feels like you said, you've noticed these signs and you're asking for clarity. That's amazing, because that's exactly what you should do. And they're kind of showing me that as you're starting to see, getting these confirmations more frequently, you're starting to really trust in them and see the joy in that, okay? And they're just very, you know, because they're just proud of you that you're doing the work. Because first off, most people don't do the work. So they're very happy to be in this with you. Secondly, it feels as though you're ready. If you don't already use an oracle deck or some sort of card deck, do you already use one where you pull yourself a card a day?
No, not really. No.
Okay.
I'm interested in buying a deck. I do it. Now, I've done it a couple of times on tarot.com just out of curiosity.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, you know what? On my website, I have a bunch of freebie stuff. I have all of the archangels listed. So if you ever need to know which archangel to work with, I have a list there. It's free. And then mm-hmm. if you go under freebies on my website, I have a place where you can choose an angel card. Okay? It's an automated program. And it's a Doreen Virtue deck. someone, you know, tarot cards are wonderful as well, but this deck is very specific with angels. So if you're starting to work with your angels, go onto my website and, you know, find it. And once a day, I recommend doing a poll. I think you can pull three cards and ask them, what do I need to know today? If you're wondering about your relationship, say, what do I need to know today? And it's a deck, I believe it's called Messages from Your Angels. And it's, start with that, because then you're coming in with information directly from the angels. Tarot decks can tend to be, they're wonderful, but they tend to be higher self, you know, and it's a little more general. This is specifically if you're, I think you're ready to start working with your angels.
I am. You mentioned a message. You mentioned the phone message, and that was what I was wondering, and that was really the confirmation, because just to give you a real quick brief summary, like I said, I did it with the commercials. I say, okay, you know, if you're with me, let this commercial come on. And then the next commercial, nine times out of ten, would be that commercial. I say, okay, now, you know, if such and such is going to happen, you know, on this, let it be this. But if it's going to happen this way, let it be that. And it was working for a while, and I guess they, I don't know, I guess like my you know, me being skeptical kind of kicked in, and I stopped believing, I guess I want to say. So that's when I got the phone message, and I felt like that was the confirmation.
It was, and it totally was, and that's probably why they brought it up. But it is, they're telling me for you that you're ready to take it to the next step. If you don't, you know, you are ready to, see, you're, you know, it's, and we go back to the first thought and explaining a lot of things away, because we do start to doubt ourselves, and we start to doubt the message, and we start, because, oh, well, that could just happen, you know. And then make your messages in threes, just like we were speaking about earlier.
Ask for confirmations.
Okay, yeah. See, I think that this may be what it is, but, you know, I need it three times. I do it to my guys all the time. Three times. I need it three. And then how many people, everybody in my life that is, I'll be like, that's my number three. Everybody that knows me, they know that's what it means. And, you know, sometimes I do it to people I don't know, and they're like, what? You know? But it's, I'll get so excited because I'll be like, you're my number three. And then people will be like, oh, cool, because they know I'm going to go work on something, you know. You're ready for that. You're ready for that. You're ready to start taking that next step and working with them directly. And I would recommend doing that on my website, working with the cards. You know, see if you, you know, next time you go into a major bookstore, see if you feel guided to purchase a certain deck. I really like the Hay House Oracle deck simply because they're general. You can lay, you don't have to have a specific layout. You can just pull one a day. And you're ready to start, you know, and then you can do the same thing, shuffle it, do it three times, you know. I'm not sure. I've pulled the same card three times when I've done that because it's a higher source. I literally think of it as they're standing next to me going, all right, we pulled her.
And I would suggest also, and then we're going to move on, that be open because we were talking about growth earlier. And sometimes we're expecting things to come in a certain package, a certain sign, a certain commercial or TV show or certain. And what happens is, whether it's our higher self or, you know, our guides or the angelic realm, they switch it up on us because that's part of our growth is to see, you know, the signs everywhere. Because they really are. It's amazing. The signs are every. It's just we have to tune ourselves or attune ourselves to receiving them.
Well, and plus too, and when we start working with them, if we're only looking at commercials and we get used to seeing it there, it's a test of faith.
It's really
a matter of us rising. You know, we're talking about raising our vibration. You know, it's almost okay. You know, when you do the same exercise over and over, you get it down, you start to trust it, but then it gets monotonous, it gets stagnant, it kind of, and then you start to doubt it. So what they'll do is they'll switch it up on you because you're taking your next step vibrationally. You're ready to move to your next level, and that's where you're at personally. You're ready to go one step further with your faith, one step further with your trust, and they're going to lead you down that path safely. So really know that even if things happen in our life, there is always the highest good underneath it. It's always the best intentions. And we, you know, you have set a path and a contract when you came here on what you would like to achieve during this lifetime. So they are just leading you on that path, and you're ready for the next step. So start asking them for different signs. Start working with a divination tool like an oracle deck, and you know, then you get 44 cards instead of just however many channels.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we've got four more callers in the line, so we're going to get to the next wonderful 718.
Yeah,
isn't fun. I think New York, right? Somewhere near New York.
That's
right. 718-269, am I right?
That's correct.
Welcome.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
And to whom are we speaking with?
Medina.
Medina?
Medina.
Latina. Hi, Latina. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Hi, how are you? What is your question today?
Well, actually, when you were talking to the last young lady, you were talking about your page, about the cards, and I pulled it up, but I don't really too much understand the message behind each card.
If you click on the card, there's a description that'll come up, and it'll be the description of the card.
Okay.
Say hello.
Okay. Okay, because I was asking questions about. Yeah, because I was asking questions about my love life and my career path or whatever, and it came up with Daniel, Ariel, and Donna.
If you click on the first card, you know, what was it, Daniel?
Click
on it, and the description will come up, and read the description with the card. And if it doesn't quite fit in with what it almost always fits in, but if it doesn't, you know, you'll read that description of the card, ask for clarity. If the description's, you know, because a lot of times we like to avoid what the answer is. Sometimes we have in our mind exactly what we feel the answer should be.
Right.
So if it doesn't fit exactly to what we have in our minds that they should be answering, and I'm lovingly saying that because I kind of feel that that's where it's going with you a little bit. Because
it's actually true. Actually true, because like I'm going through a lot of stuff with my ex, and it's telling me to release all the old toxins from my heart about him, and maybe I'll find somebody and things like that, which that kind of hit home to me because of that situation. I was like, okay, the truth behind this.
Funny, as we're speaking, I pulled the heart chakra card for you out of another deck, and it was all about rewarding. Yeah, so they're definitely telling you when we're dealing with relationships that are that close to our heart, sometimes we sit there and go, okay, I need to get this out of my heart and I need to release this, but I've been trying and it's not working and, you know, he keeps calling me and, you know, I got to deal with him because we have kids and, you know. So we start to argue with the cards.
Right.
We start to argue with the answer. So that's when we take that step back and we say, okay, this is for my highest good. This answer is out of complete love, because angels only operate out of love. So now spirit guides have been to this plane before, so they tend to be a little street smart, you know. But when we're dealing with angels and we're dealing with the angelic advice, you have to know it's always out of love. It's always out of your highest good. And they have no other, you know, purpose than to comfort, love, and protect you. So they're saying, we need to clear this guy out. We need to really work on releasing this. Now, there's a lot of feelings attached to that, but even just taking one step of pulling this card and saying, I need help, then you're literally asking them for help when you do that. And they're not twiddling their thumbs next to you anymore, and they're waiting for you to ask for help. So do not be surprised. I would really work with Archangel Michael for you, too, because there's a lot of negative feelings attached to this.
Uh-huh.
And let's take a deep breath real quick. He's going to cut the cord. Take a deep breath and exhale. Feel it in your heart chakra. Just got a little bit lighter. He is cutting the cords to this gentleman, and Raphael's coming in and putting healing green light. So take a deep breath and exhale and release. See how much lighter it feels now?
Yes, it does.
Archangel Michael is with you always. So when you are completely stressed, do this exercise on your own. You don't need me to do this. Just imagine Archangel Michael cutting the cords to this man. And then Archangel Raphael, very important, coming in with green light and healing the place where the cord was. You can do this anytime. And over time, it will get easier. This, he will fade away. You will not have, you know, he won't call as often. He won't be as negative when he does talk to you. Because do you have a child with him?
No.
Is that the child we heard earlier? Because I'm feeling a tie. He, you guys are still texting each other. They're like, there's still a tie there. So you need to slowly and lovingly ease this away. And Michael's, Archangel Michael's the one that can help you do that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks so much
Thank
for
you
calling
so much.
In.
Thank you.
All right, Latina, take good care.
Have a good night. Okay, so we have three more callers.
Yeah.
I love it. I love doing the service. Yeah.
It is being of service. And that was wonderful, releasing. Everyone, people could really feel that.
Good. And we're going to send her green light. Everybody listening, all of the energy workers, let's just send her healing light, and it'll just help us so much quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's take a moment to do that. Wow. Okay, 310-578, you're on Awakenings.
Hello.
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 Welcome to Awakening.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, yeah, this is...
To whom are we speaking with?
Josie.
Hi, Josie. Welcome to the program.
Hey, this
Hi,
is
Josie.
The first for me.
Oh, great.
Awesome, great. So what can we do for you today?
Well, the last several weeks in particular have seemed extremely fast-paced. The last 10 years, I've shed a lot of my old life, if you will, but the last couple of days in particular are extremely unnerving as its contracts are changing very quickly and at my urging. And I guess my sense is that I'm being directed and guided. Is it my imagination?
No, because I pulled the change in direction card for you.
no kidding.
And this is why I absolutely love using the daily guidance. And I love pulling cards after we've talked, because then it's a validation again. The cards I pulled for you was actually a whole change in direction, because you're really, the action for you is to focus on the service. So I'm not sure if you're thinking about going into some sort of light work. You're feeling about going into some sort of work, because this is work-related, correct?
It's life-related. I'm on the other side of 60, lost my husband and such, but I'm at a point it is of service, and how do I direct it on a broader scale, I think. I'm being exposed to new forms of communication and lifestyle, and nothing other than individuals, which I consider a gift, there to provide safety and security as I make these decisions.
Well, you know, it really is, the action card that I pulled for you was about focusing on the service. So when we go into the future, the only thing that you really need to know is about having confidence, okay? Because moving forward doesn't necessarily require that you have confidence in yourself. Just have confidence that they are taking care of you. They're taking care of the situation. And again, we go back to it's the highest good, because when we do so much change so quickly, we tend to doubt our abilities, and we tend to doubt that we can handle this. But you have to remember, God never gives us more than we can handle. He really doesn't. And even though, you know, don't let your age come into it and this huge change and adjustment, because it's all about timing again. You're just ready now to shift, okay? You couldn't have done it before. There were people that required your attention, that required your help. There's a lot of things that you've done the first, of your life, and then now you're ready to shift your energy. But that kind of makes you doubt yourself, because it's so different from what you have done.
Well, and what you're saying actually does validate what's been happening for me. I think it is, to some level, a disbelief that I am being guided at times, and yet things that have happened in my life couldn't be happening without, you know, help from the outside, if you will.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And that's why they're kind of letting you know you don't have to stress about being able to do this, because you're actually lacking a little bit of confidence in yourself. But this isn't it. You're being the vessel, and you're saying, okay, I trust that it's something outside of myself, and if it's meant to be, it's going to happen. If this is meant to happen, you guys make it work.
Yeah.
And they are. It's like a miracle how things are dropping into your path and people are coming into your way. Is that making sense?
It does, and it is what, if I sit back and look at what's happening, my life and the steps that it's taken couldn't have come about, this couldn't have come about in previous times because I wasn't ready. Truly,
yeah.
At this point, I'm giving away, I mean, my whole life is totally,
yeah.
totally different than anything I ever imagined.
It's completely different. Now, it feels as though, they're going back about 6 to 8 months. It feels maybe right around the holidays, there was a huge disappointment. It feels as though there was something major that fell through. I want to say, you know, timing is not my best forte, but it feels about October, November possibly, something really happened that made you realize there was a shift in either your consciousness, but actually your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to know it was a blessing in disguise, and you have to see that as a blessing in disguise, okay? And you can now. I really feel that you do now because you have lived through it and you've worked through it. But it really is it feels like this is your new doorway opening up. So just trust that. Really trust that it is divinely guided, okay?
Just hearing someone such as you that does not know me say those things really helps me because it is coming from someone who doesn't know me personally.
Good. I know. It's hard, too, because a lot of times when we have so many people close to us, they have their own people tend to have, they live in the past. They know us how we were. They know, you know, and it's not, it's just too close to home, you know. So
right. Well, Lisa, I thank you so, so much.
Oh, good. You're welcome. You're welcome. And good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
And Josie, you're getting warm welcomes from Tammy and some other people in the chat room saying welcome to the program as well.
Well, thank you all.
Okay.
All right. Many blessings to you.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to Awakenings.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That was fun. I love it. Yay.
That was beautiful. Okay, let's see. We got, trying to see who. Okay, hi, 561-451. Welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
Wonderful. And to whom am I speaking with?
This is Lena from Florida.
Alina?
Lena.
Lena. Hi,
Lena.
Hi, I wanted to see if you had any messages for me.
Just in general? Did you have anything special you wanted to ask?
No, just see what the angels.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure, because it feels like you've had some major changes. Now, do you have children?
Yes.
Okay. Are they younger? They're like under, do you have do you have a child under the age of 10?
No, he's 13.
Okay. Yeah, again, I have to go back. I always disclaimer, my timing's a little off sometimes. But it feels like this one child, your younger child, has really, and I'm lovingly saying this, kind of come in the way of your life path. It feels as though you feel a little bit disgruntled because you have this responsibility of motherhood, which you love. I'm not saying that, but it feels as though you really want to know why you're here and what you need to do and how you go forward. But what's really difficult about this is because you're in a lot of the same boat that I am. When you have motherhood involved, there's other beautiful beings that, you know, you're responsible for. So at this time, it feels as though you are learning and accumulating knowledge. They're sending me books and information, and you're just kind of gathering your knowledge, so to speak, at this time. Does that make sense?
I'm going to school.
Okay. You're on the right path to it. Do you have about another year left?
No, probably, I don't know how long. Right now I'm only going part-time, so.
Okay. Well, really be open, because in about a year, okay, a year from now, it feels as though a new job or position opens up to you. And I keep seeing the children. It's hard because if you are going to school too, just doing the work and doing everything that you do can to make your future better and for everybody involved, it's hard sometimes and it's a little overwhelming, okay? So Archangel Michael is coming in very strongly, and I actually have the Archangel Hanael who's coming in as well, and she's all about feminine beauty, feminine power, giving you the self-esteem and the confidence that you need to go forward with this because they are helping you through it, but you just need to remember to ask for help. You tend to go through the day-to-day responsibilities and get lost in the responsibilities of it all, and it's seeming overwhelming with the children sometimes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm not one that likes to ask for help. It's not easy for me to ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and just ask the angels for their help, and just because and know that they'll provide through that. And when it comes to this with your boy who's 13, try to see the love in this situation and try to remember that he's got a lot going on. I'm seeing a lot of hormones. I'm seeing a lot of schoolwork, a lot of insecurity, a lot of, you know, he's just at that age. And it's easy to just kind of say he's just at that age, but he really is. So when you're trying to accomplish your goals and he's just trying to get through, you know, junior high, there's sometimes clashing of the minds here. When you approach this, sit there and say, you know what? I just love him. I just love him. And just sometimes you're just reminding yourself, but then at other times, you're really sending that healing love to your child. You know, he's having a lot of difficult times. So you're getting over, just sit there and go, you know what, I just love him. Just help him. Please help him. And really have Archangel Michael go with him always. Know that he has his angels with him always, and then ask them to help give you time to do homework, you know, because it's the hardest part is you're just trying your hardest to make it to your life purpose. You're trying really hard to just, but motherhood's filling up your time right now. And there's
he doesn't
want to
live
wrong
with
that.
He's been living with his dad.
I know.
October.
But you know what? That still affects you. So just really try to just see his angle from it because he's really confused. He's really, really confused. So, and they keep telling me hormones. It's like a whole lot of changes going on that, and a lot of changes in life as well. But really just send love his way and try to, you know, go ask them for help to get through what you need to get through because you need a lot of help in different areas. But starting with the basic of please help me, and they will. It'll be just miracles falling in your way. Yeah.
It's about asking. Thank you so much for calling in and listening to the program.
Thank you.
Blessings. It really is about asking, isn't it?
It really is. And it's so simple. Sometimes we forget that.
Mm.
You know, and it's just a matter. And it doesn't have to, you don't have to know their names. You don't have to know who's who. You don't have to know any of it. Sometimes we just end up on a bathroom floor somewhere saying, help.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing the ugly cry and we're just like, please just help me. You know, or sometimes we're just in line at the supermarket going, oh, I cannot, I'm late, please help. And all of a sudden the checker next to us opens up.
Mm.
You know, it's for big and small.
I like that but the help, you've got to ask for the, got to ask for the help.
Yep.
Okay, we've got a couple more. Now, we're going to just a couple quick little tune-in because we are almost out of time here, and those that are just now calling in, I will have to say perhaps another time. So we had somebody waiting for quite a while. We'll get to them.
Okay.
678-641, you're on Awakening.
Thank you. This is Kevin from Atlanta. And my question
Hello,
Kevin.
Hello. My question to you all is, I've been in the rut for quite some time, and I am not ashamed to ask, and I want for help the metaphysical or spiritual. But I think what my question may, what you all can help me with is, what question can I ask to align myself to two more intentions I put out there. The first intention was answered. It was health, and I bounced back extremely well. And I have two other intentions. One of them is prosperity. And it just seems to be out of my grasp, but I sense that they hear me. I feel as though they hear me. And on two occasions, I'm not making this up, at 3 in the morning 20 months ago, someone yelled my name out, just my name. Mm-hmm. And then it happened around 14, 15 days ago, it happened again, the only two times in my life. But I feel as though they're trying to get my attention. And when that happens, I say, I'm listening. I'm willing, and I just don't get anything. So perhaps you all could help me formulate a question.
What I'm really getting.
And Kevin, I'm gonna go ahead and mute you while she answers the question because we're winding out of time. And also, I think you're driving or something, so the sound is wavering in and out. If that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay, great, Kevin. Good. So she's gonna speak to this.
Okay. All right, Kevin, actually, what it feels like is, and I'm not sure, it feels like actually if your father's passed away, I'm actually picking up that there's a male figure in your life that's been helping guiding you along into this. And it feels as though when you say someone has shouted my name, it almost feels as though it's a deceased loved one that is helping you out with this, kind of jarring you awake. And I would really work with Archangel Shamuel. Is all about finding and attracting and manifesting, finding the right job, finding your keys, finding clients. He's actually, prosperity is definitely coming around, but you need to look at all avenues of prosperity. You need to start balancing your emotional prosperity along with your financial prosperity. There's an imbalance here with your giving and receiving. And Archangel Shamuel is coming in saying, there's something about you're giving, but when it comes to somebody trying to give back, it's really difficult for you to receive. Whether it's a quarter for a meter or it's, you know, help out with a job. So really try to look at where you're off in that area, because I feel like you give way more than you receive. And actually it's interesting, but that really does make a difference, because we're so used to giving that we stop expecting to receive. So I hope that makes sense. And that's kind of where the shift is.
I think a lot of people can do with that. And in a way, you're talking about we need to assess our own balance, where we're at, right? Are we giving too much or receiving too much?
Yeah. And it feels as though he's just start shifting that energy and thinking of what you can receive back from the universe, and not what you need to give in order to receive, because there's no requirement there. The energy is the same. Mm. So start looking at that, and you'll start to see a definite shift in your energy and receiving.
Mm. And thanks all for called in.
Yes, thank you. That was wonderful.
That was wonderful. And those, I just want to say that are we have some other people coming on the line as well as in the chat room that we've just got a minute remaining, but we have been speaking with Lisa Beachy, who is a angelic healing practitioner as well as a psychic medium. I also do want to let you all know that for those of you that are in the Southern California area, she will be having a healing circle at the Crystal Matrix in Atwater Village. And you can find out about that on her website at lisabeachy.com. It's under Angelic Healing Circle. Yes, Lisa?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, if you want an in-person, a personal experience with your angels, that's the way to do it, you know.
Yeah, and definitely I love her site has a lot of wonderful resources in this realm, so you can get a lot of questions answered. Those of you that we were not able to get to on the line, so sorry we ran out of time. We do have some time constraints here, but join us again. And Lisa, you have an open invitation here. anytime.
Oh,
so,
thank you. It was so much fun. It was wonderful.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah, and thank you so much for sharing your path of unfolding and your gifts with us today. We really appreciate it here at Awakenings.
Of course.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. It was a great experience.
Yeah, so, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in and sharing your insight and wisdom in the chat room. And also thank you so much, those of you that called in some great questions, really, really wonderful questions. Mm-hmm. And again, if you would like to get in touch with Lisa, you can get in touch with her at lisabeachy.com. That's BEACHY.com. And the archive will be available about 30 minutes after the program completes, as well as iTunes. And if you'd like to be on our mailing list or the newsletter and find out what's happening, you can email at info@selfandlight.com. Catch me on Twitter at AwakeningsTweet. Until next time, shine your light, share your insight, and keep awake.